listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand new day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. I am your host, Emily Blue, here with co-host Deanne Lax. Thank you for joining us. Whether it's the beginning or end of your day personally, we want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. Here's Letticy with Give Love on Christmas Day, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
Special gifts, taking time to be kind to one and all. It's that time of year when good friends are dear, and you wish you could give more than just presents from a store.
This is Coach A from Wise Money Mindset, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
If every day could be like Christmas, 365 days of the year.
If every day could be like Christmas,
we never.
or behave himself. Help somebody else to survive like the master commanded us to do.
There wouldn't be any more war.
That was Patti LaBelle with If Every Day Could Be Like Christmas. And you're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We are so excited to have you tuned in. Joy Seekers, it is the last month of the year, and we want you to finish this year out strong and authentically. As you all know, Intentionally You is our theme for 2022. Deanne and I want to help you to become healthily deliberate in every area of your lives. We hope that you will be richly empowered to do what you have been commissioned to do in life with purpose, on purpose. As we all know, during this time of year, it is so easy for us to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of all of our holiday busyness. But let's try to remember the true meaning of the season and focus on it. It is our hope at Brand New Day that you are blessed and filled with the hope and joy of this season and always. Here's Brandon Kamptor and One Way with Christmas Joy, and Fred Hammond with Go Tell It on the Mountain, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
1, 2, 3.
Everyone's enjoying.
What's up, everybody? My name is Dr. Salisha, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. Listen, we are so excited that you are joining us so we can share with you our very special guest this evening. Joy Seekers, let's welcome Elaine Sanders Mayfield. We are so excited to have you this evening. So we're just going to jump right in. Tell our listening audience a little about yourself and what you do.
Oh, wow. So I am the seventh child of Pearlie and Cleveland Sanders. And as you know, Your grandmother was my mother's sister. And I was raised in Willingboro, New Jersey. And from there, went on to work at, used to be RCA, then it became General Electric, then it became Martin Marietta, then it became Lockheed Martin. So I retired from there 3 years ago after 34 years. But all the while, of course, you know, daddy was a deacon, mommy a missionary, rooted in the church. So everything, you know, our relationship with the Lord was foundational. So we were very active in choirs and very active in all kinds of community events as well, doing things in the community, gospel choir, always involved in activities in school, even if it was gospel choir, because, you know, my sister Glenn had the gospel choir. So always involved. And I loved it because no matter what, I didn't have to live, not that we should, but it wasn't two lives. I was able to marry all my lives together, whether it was work, school, home, everything was still rooted in the foundation of God. And that's basically it. So the other piece is that my husband was like, you need to start recording so that, you know, when you retire, you can just start doing your thing. So that's what happened. And things started moving a little faster because I had put out an EP and then I put out Simply Elaine. And then the latest thing is my single While I Wait. But things have moved fast where I thought they were just going to kind of go at the same pace as I was going as I retired.
Beautiful. Well, my question is, when the pandemic hit, all of us had to do a hard reset, and some of us pivoted or shifted in some way. What are some things that changed for you personally and professionally?
For me, professionally, I believe that was definitely a God wink. I was going to retire in probably 2019 or 2018, and I ended up, 2020, and I ended up retiring in 2019, and then the pandemic hit in 2020. So I didn't get much of a retirement. I've been living my entire retirement in a pandemic. But I'd have to say my reset was, you know, we live such a fast pace, even in the church. Emily knows my last 6 years of employment, my husband and I were commuting back and forth to Baltimore. We live in New Jersey, but commuting back and forth. So an apartment in Baltimore, home in New Jersey. And I was still leaving on Thursday, going to choir rehearsal with, you know, the combined choir, one of the directors, the youth choir, I'm one of the directors. And then Friday night, I might have to sing on my own as an independent artist. Saturday, I might have to sing with the family or as an independent artist. Then Sunday, we were on our posts, whether it was singing with one of the ministries that I'm involved in. I'm involved in like three or four ministries at the church, and then back to Baltimore. So when the pandemic hit, it shut everything down. And, you know, sometimes in the back of your mind, you're like, I don't want to go. I don't feel like going. You know, when you have that fast pace, I'm tired of going. Well, he showed us. And I got to see what it was like to really just sit down. As some folks say, sat down. Sit down. God sat us down and see what it was like to be silenced. So now you are just me and you in your house. And that's all you have. And I'm telling you, for me, as sad a time as it was, because we did, I'm sure Lamont told you, his brother passed away, Cleveland. And then last year, my sister passed away, their mom. But as sad a time as that was, it allowed me to, you know how you think you just can't go another level in Christ? Some people think, you know, like I'm here, me and God, we're good. it allowed me to actually reset, refocus. I was able to pivot and really tune into what was really important and what really mattered. And I had a different kind of embrace of God, of how he was keeping me. It was a totally, it was a greater appreciation of his love for me and how he was keeping me.
So you mentioned that you just released your song While I Wait on Thanksgiving Day. So could you please tell us, what was the inspiration behind this new release?
You know what, when that song came to me in 2018, I was literally in the bathroom getting ready to, you know, shower. And it's funny how when the water runs, water is something, it's you know, it's cleansing, it's all these things. And this song just came, like the verses, the background, everything. And I'm like, oh my goodness, did I just write a song? God, did you just give me a song? And I thought at the time that it was something that God gave me for one of my mentees, because I have always mentored a young up-and-coming employees at work, and also I'm still doing that now, but I just knew it had to do with her and getting back to, you know, trusting God. And, you know, she had a lot of things on her plate and did nothing with the song. The song came, I wrote it down, tucked it away. I sang it into my phone, so I had it. Nothing. Things started moving. Now you're talking 2018, 2019. This song just keeps creeping up in my spirit, creeping up in my spirit. And I really believe that God was preparing it for this season. All of us with the pandemic, we were waiting for it to be over. We're always waiting for something, waiting for to hear if we got the job, waiting for a diagnosis, waiting for results, waiting for, you know, the love of your life, waiting for something. We're always waiting, waiting for school grades. You know, we're always waiting. And I learned that your waiting time should not be wasted. So While I Wait talks about, you know, giving God the praise. When you give God the praise and do your portion, do what you're supposed to do, he aligns all those other things.
Yes.
So While I Wait, even though, you know, you can hear the brokenness in my voice in the recording, even though it has something to do with grief, it also has a lot to do with just the waiting that if we just give God the glory and give him the praise, he will handle that, because then he's saying, oh, you trust me to handle your situation. So you go praise me. And I'll do that waiting. I'll do the waiting. So that was the inspiration behind that.
Amen. And it's so timely, especially now. I think we came out of the pandemic up and running, and now we act like we don't know how to wait, but God is once again forcing us to wait in some areas. So those who believe, I know a lot of people are going through right now, and it's a While I Wait season. So after we waited, we're waiting again. So here at Brand New Day, we believe in supporting and encouraging our listening audience to do the same, to support. So where can we purchase your song?
I am so glad to announce that, you know, I'm no longer selling them out of my trunk. I'm in the 20th century. You can basically get it on any digital outlet. You can go to THSA Records, thsarecords.com. And it says Meet Elaine, and you can click right on there. You can purchase it directly from there or any of the other musical outlets, digital outlets. And THSA is a record company that I partnered with the founder. Her name is Catrice Cornette. She is also the producer of While I Wait. And she founded this record company and I have partnered with her. And that means the Holy Spirit abides, THSA. So those are the many places that you can find it. And I'm so grateful that it's at all these fingertips now, you know, all over the world.
Now, is that THSA, is that a company that you all started post-pandemic, or is this after, before your retirement, or?
This is a company that Catrice said the Lord had downloaded this into her, and she was like, him and hawing. So it's definitely after the pandemic. Mm. And I'm not sure when she was being tugged at, but God waited for her to meet me and for us to become friends and sisters. And she called me one day and she says, you know, I've been praying over this and, you know, it's just me right now, but I've talked to the Lord and I got a firm yes that I would love for you to partner with me in this record company. So we've been in existence some months now.
Wow. What a step on faith, step out on faith. That's yes. Wonderful.
Yeah. But collectively in the music industry, she's got 30 plus years and I've got 30 plus years, because, you know, we don't look like how old we are.
That is so true. So I know we talked about how the Lord gave you the song, but just in general, what do you do when you're preparing to write songs or minister to a live audience? Because we know that we have some aspiring artists, minstrels, and psalmists who definitely could use some encouragement and enlightenment on how to go through that process.
Right. I'll be honest with you. I don't know when the songs are going to come. They just kind of come. My thing is always look for God's hand and look for him to always be connected to him so that he can speak to you. So whether it's speaking to you on a decision you need to make, or speaking to you on giving you a song, especially if you are a writer or you don't know you're a writer. I didn't even know I was a writer, Emily. It's crazy. I'll tell you this. I don't know how much time we have. I'll tell you this crazy story. My husband and I, we were thinking about buying a home in Baltimore. And I was like, no, I don't want to live in Baltimore. I'm going to just, let's do this apartment thing. And then when I retire, let's get back to New Jersey. So we kept looking at houses. Everywhere we went, I said, Lord, if this is not where we're supposed to be, show me a sign. When I tell you, everywhere we went, God showed me a sign. He showed me a sign. And my husband and I had met up at this one house with the realtor. And so he drove, I drove. And it was just a beautiful home. But as soon as we came outside, the police and cops and they were everywhere. And I'm like, okay, God, you want me to know this is not the place. So when I got in the car, I'm driving and I'm like all excited, because I'm like, nope, we're not moving there. And literally, I'm not kidding, Emily, just like this, the words to this song came. I can't explain this feeling that comes over me, but it's one that lets me know that I've got victory, a feeling of hope and pride. Way down deep inside, it lets me know you are my father, you are my father, rich with houses and land. This entire song just came. So that's going to be the next one that I record, but it just came. And I'm just like, did I just write another song? So it just comes. But my encouragement when I get up to minister is, you know, we just never know what God has in store for us. And for While I Wait, I haven't sang it publicly yet. I haven't sang it publicly yet. It's, you know, it's just been, I've been waiting. But while I wait,
right,
I'll give them the glory.
Right. Well, being intentional is so important for us to thrive in our daily lives. And our show theme for 2022, which is, you know, it's almost over, but 2022 is intentionally you. So could you share how you are living intentionally? It sounds like you're pretty obedient to hearing God's voice when it comes immediately. So how else do you live intentionally?
You know, it's so funny because I was reading and I said, oh my goodness, their theme is intentionally you. And I'm like, oh Lord, I thank you, because I, in the gospel world, I thought you could never like get old and be played out. Okay. I'll just put it that way, because, you know, I'm Shirley Caesar. I love Shirley Caesar so much. I am the number one Shirley Caesar fan. If anybody asks who's my favorite gospel singer, it's Shirley Caesar. Now, I love everybody else too, but Shirley Caesar is my, she's seasoned, okay? But one of the things is that I was starting to feel like I was being pushed out. The sound of gospel was changing. The music was changing. When I get in my car and I just put the radio on and it's always on a gospel station, I'm like, I have to check, like, is this a gospel song? You know, like that kind of thing. So when I think about being intentionally you, and I'm going to adopt that as well, I've decided that, you know, until God tells me to sit down, I'm going to continue to sing and declare the works of the Lord. And I am not going to sit down until he tells me to sit down. And he decides if you're relevant or not. No one else decides. No one else validates you. He validates you because we're his. Right? And he's the one that calls the shots. But I had to get to a place and decide, Elaine, are you going to be intentional about this? And then when I saw your theme being intentionally you, I'm like, oh yes, this is another reminder and confirmation that I'm just gonna be who I am. I can't change my age. I'm 62. But I'm going to be intentional and I'm going to continue to sing until God says further. Amen. But I love that theme and thank you so much.
Thank you. Absolutely. It's important, definitely important, because if God has gifted you with certain talents, whatever season you're in, take advantage of them. That's so important. It's so Amen. Important.
Amen. Absolutely. No matter how young or how old you are, you still yes. can do what God has called you to do and purpose and plan for you to do. So that brings me to my next question, and that is, what do you want your personal legacy to be?
That's a very good point. One of the reasons that I actually wanted to record was I didn't just want things to be just lost. I wanted people to be reminded, not of Elaine, but reminded of how God used her, reminded of how God can use you, reminded of how everybody has a purpose. Everybody, there's room for everybody. And I really believe that. A lot of people are like, oh, you know, like, how do you manage? You know, you guys have so many singers in your family and this and that. It's not a competition. I'm excited for them. They're excited for me. We cheer each other on. We're proud of each other, but my path may be different than theirs. Kyle, you know, he's a flat-footed preacher as well as an incredible singer. And he may not want to take this path that I'm taking. You know, he'll sing if somebody wants him to record with them or something. Lamont, totally different. He is hitting the charts, hitting number one, and we're incredibly and godly proud. And so our paths are all different. My thing for me, because I don't have children, my nieces and nephews are my children, that the legacy of music and of just being directed by God and standing firm on my beliefs, that's the legacy that I want to leave. And the fact that I was intentional and that my life was purposeful, because I want to touch lives and I want God to move through me to change lives as well.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. So what other special events and projects do you have on the horizon that you're able to share with the Brand New Day listening audience?
Well, we are, the one thing that I'm really enjoying is I have always been, I'm more of a live singer, like hit it, quit it, and what happens, happens. And I'm like, thank you, Lord, you know. Mm-hmm. But we're in the studio putting more songs down. That's pretty much the focus. Last weekend, I had an incredible, I did a concert at the Tabernacle Baptist Church in Burlington, New Jersey, where the Reverend Dr. Corey Jones is the pastor, and it was their 99 years of mission work. And they asked me to come with a great friend of mine, John Williams. He's an incredible musician and singer. And the two of us did a concert together, and it was phenomenal. And so I'm trying to think, what dates do I have coming up? Basically, right now, it's the end of the year. I have some things coming up in January where I'm supporting Tomar Jackson, Global. Tomar Jackson has a global, it's like, I can't remember the last part of it, but he is Tomar Jackson Global. And he is a minister. Also, he sings. He has music as well. He would be another great person to interview. But he does things in the community, and he is putting together a mass choir just for raising money to do things in the community. Everything is about the community, the children, making sure that, you know, shoes, food, clothes, that the kids are can be able to be focused to learn. So his event is in January. And so I'm preparing for that. So that's basically it. Aside from being in the studio, I'll be working towards that.
And let me ask, because THSA is relatively new, are there any other artists on the label, or are you all looking for artists or writers or anything?
Yes. THSA, we are new, but we are looking for artists. And what's interesting is, we're not prejudiced, but we seem to attract artists 35 and up, you know, and so, and that's fine, which is great. But, you know, there's a lot of folks out there that want to leave. They don't want to just leave a book full of songs. They want to leave something that their family will have for years and years to come. And there's so many great, I found there's so many great singers out there that have never recorded. And so we are going after those folks, but we do have several artists already, which is wonderful. And aside from being an artist myself, and Catrice Cornette is an incredible artist and musician herself. So we work on her stuff, we work her stuff, we work on my stuff, and we also give a lot of attention to our artists, which is helping them copyright all their music. I wasn't copywritten. My music was just out there and not copywritten. So we help them to be legal so that you know, what God has downloaded into them is theirs forever, and no one can take it. So we are always looking for new artists, whether they write or sing or play. So, yes.
Awesome. Okay. That's awesome. Now, listen, Brand New Day audience, if you hadn't figured it out by now, Miss Elaine is my second cousin. As Lamont is, and Kyle, who have all been on the show. And so we are so grateful and so glad that you have been with us this evening. Could you please tell our listening audience how we can find you online or how we can follow you on social media?
Oh, great. I do have a band page. I would love for you to come and be a part of that and follow me. And that is Carmel Elaine. My first name is Carmel, K-A-R-M-E-L, Elaine, E-L-A-I-N-E. That's just it, Carmel Elaine. I changed it. I think it's Elaine Sanders Mayfield. I think I changed it. Because one of my good friends, he says, nobody knows that first name. Put Elaine Sanders. That's what we know you, Elaine Sanders Mayfield. So it's Elaine Sanders Mayfield. I have a band page, and you can follow me on Facebook as well under Elaine Sanders Mayfield. But either way, I would love to hear from anyone on those outlets. I'm also on Instagram as, I don't know, I think Elaine Sanders is can you tell my producer does everything?
So look, it's the most wonderful time of the year, the time when we celebrate the birth of Jesus.
Yes.
Before you go, could you please sing a 20-second snippet a cappella of your favorite Christmas song? Or, you know, you said you haven't sung publicly your new single. So either one, While I Wait or a Christmas song, you get to choose.
I get to choose.
You get to choose.
You get to choose. It's on you, Tess.
Oh! tricky.
Now we're going to play your song. So either way, you get to All choose. Right.
Let me see. You know, it's funny, the Christmas songs that you do like are not the ones that are like Silent Light. No. Oh, no. Time, Bethlehem,
Hark the Herald. It's okay.
Whatever.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost sniffing at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe helps to make the season bright. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Oh yeah.
That was awesome. Yay. Yay. Well, we thank you so much, Elaine, for being with us on this evening. You are not just my family, but you have an extended family through Brand New Day.
Yes. You're
always welcome on here.
Awesome. Thank you. I'm gonna look forward to coming back.
Absolutely.
Please do.
Thank you so much for having me today. It's been a blessing, and it's always wonderful when, you know, you can connect with family and then meet new family. Deanne, it's great. I love it. And I'm just grateful, and I'm just so grateful for the opportunity. Thank you so much for allowing me this platform, this wonderful platform to be here to talk about While I Wait and just a little bit about me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Anytime.
Thank you again, Elaine Sanders Mayfield, for joining us this evening as we celebrate the true meaning of the season. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Here is Elaine Sanders Mayfield with her new single, While I Wait.
So many things we want the Lord to do. We're fasting and praying till He comes through. But in the meantime, what am I supposed to do? I'm gonna bless your name while I wait. Oh, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence things not seen. God, we don't always understand your plan, but I'll bless your name.
This is Denise Castile, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Here's Cece Winans with Never Lost, and the late Donny Hathaway and his daughter Layla Hathaway with his classic Christmas song, This Christmas.
Thing for you to do. Your hand is moving right now. You are still showing up at the tomb of every Lazarus. Your voice is calling me out. And right now, I know you're able. And my
a Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
We invite you to listen each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So, join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Blue.
I'll miss you most of all this Christmas.
Daddy, count it out.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Blazing bright.
Someday at Christmas, men won't be boys, playing with bombs like kids play with toys. One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are free.
Someday at Christmas, there'll be no wars, when we've learned what Christmas is for, when we've found what life's really worth, there'll be peace on earth.
Someday all our dreams will come to be, someday in a world
Dr. Ivan, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
That was Andra Day and Stevie Wonder with Someday at Christmas. And you're tuned in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Well, we have reached the end of our show. Remember to tune in to the E-Man After Show at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time tonight, and all of our other shows throughout the week on the We Talk Radio Network. Also, We Talk Radio has a wonderful website where you can check out all of the latest updates by logging on to www.wetalkradio.com and follow We Talk Radio on all social media platforms at We Talk Radio. We would love to hear from you. Please email us your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram at Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty. And keep the conversation going. Tell us how you are becoming or being intentional, especially during this holiday season. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you, we bless you, we give you praise and glory and honor. God, thank you for this day. God, we ask you, Lord God, that you would continue to be new in us every day. God, transform us by the renewing of our minds. God, order our steps. God, you said in your word that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord,
and he delighteth in his way. God, we ask you to cover us with your blood as we go throughout this week in and out amongst the people, oh God. We thank you for healing. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for deliverance. And we thank you for breakthrough, oh God. This is the season of miracles. And we thank you, Lord God, for manifesting your miraculous power in us and through us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We would like to leave you with a thought-provoking quote from the late Dr. Maya Angelou. We delight in the beauty of the butterfly, but rarely admit the changes it has gone through to achieve that beauty. Thank you for tuning in each and every Sunday to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. Here's Lamont Sanders closing us out with I'm Blessed.
Uncle Freddy, back again.
Hey. Count it up, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
You got blessed.
Your gospel. Come on.
Blessed, blessed. Hey. Count it up, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
You blessed.
I'm blessed.
We blessed.
Said it's a win, never a loss. Even when it's looking bleak, he's still the boss. Turns it around,
all
for my good, writes my story better than I ever could. I know it's winning season for me, long as he's on my team.
I'm so unbothered.
God's got all of my needs, he supplies everything.
It's already planned.
I keep giving him praise, he directs all my ways.
He knows I follow.
I ain't really trying to brag, but he's got it like that.
I'm blessed, I'm blessed.
Oh, oh, oh.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Never had to stress.
Never
settle for less. I'm your best.
I'm blessed.
You're blessed.
Got a new name.
Got a new name.
Got a new glow.
Got a new glow.
I see blessings when I come in and I go.
Oh, 'cause I believe.
This ain't for sure.
This ain't for sure.
I claim Jesus. He's the way maker, the door. Season for me, long as he's on my team.
I'm so unbothered.
God's got all of my needs, he supplies everything.
It's already planned.
I keep giving him praise, he directs all my ways.
He knows I follow.
I ain't really trying to brag, but he's amazing and great. I'm blessed.
From the north to the east, to the west, even the south.
I'm blessed.
Blessed. Over me, under me, got favor
over my life.
Stress.
I'm rocking with the best.
Your best.
Tell him I'm blessed.